What's up? I'm starting a podcast. I've always wanted to start one, but I never knew what to talk about. Recently, I feel like I have things to say about a certain topic. The name of the podcast is The Heartbreak Station. So obviously, that's what I'm going to talk about. Different types of heartbreak. You know, not just significant others, loss, grieving. It's not all gonna be sad, you know. It's gonna be about the other side of heartbreak and how to rebuild yourself and how to come out the other side stronger and build yourself into a different person afterwards, or build upon yourself. I'm currently in the process of doing that. I was with my ex for probably not long to some people, for about 8 months. It was my first girlfriend. What else do I want to say without saying too much? It was great for the beginning. And then the end kind of tapered off, you know. It wasn't a complete cutoff at first. It was gradual. You know, how things go usually is very, very gradual. And me as a person, I don't open up to many people. And so once I opened up to her, I felt like it was it, like, because, you know, I waited, 19 years to have a girlfriend, and I have two best friends that I've had since fourth grade. My family's really close-knit, so usually when I open up to people, they stick around for a long time, and in this case, it didn't happen, and of course, I expected it to, but, you know, I guess not everything can go according to plan, even though in the past, my relationships have, not romantic, but, you know, platonic family relationships, have gone great. But this was different, and I feel like I'm learning a lot about myself as a person. And that was her whole thing, because apparently I was sheltered, you know, and learning about other people's lives, I have been sheltered. I'm not gonna say she's wrong, but of course, when you come from a loving family, they want to do everything they can to protect you, and that's what they did. But I do feel like I have to start living my life now, 20 years old. But yeah, you know, better late than never. And I'm not that old. I'm not old at all, actually, but, you know, usually people come about this heartbreak stuff in high school. But I was a late bloomer. My whole friend group was. And yeah. I'm trying to learn things about myself. How I deal with this, first of all. I have dealt with depression. I deal with anxiety. I guess we can get into that. My depression started probably going into high school. Freshman year. I believe it started because of my sexuality. And my anxiety played a part in that as well. Of course, they go hand in hand usually. But my anxiety about my religion, I'm Christian, and me being gay. I was trying to line everything up to where it made sense in my head. Because I didn't feel like I could help it. Because I can't, but from everything in the Bible or everything from what people have told me, you know, I'm supposed to hold back on these urges. But I really just want to live my life happily and make other people happy. And so after research of a couple years and depression, because I couldn't make sense of things, I just came to terms with me. My relationship with God is my relationship with God. And it's no one else's business. Pretty much. And it took a while. It took a lot of sadness and crying and feeling sick in the mornings, and not being sure about myself. But I feel like I'm pretty solid in that department right now about balancing religion and sexuality. But now I have to discover myself, because all of high school I spent discovering one half of myself, or not one half, but one part of myself, and that is my sexuality and how that played a part in my life, and how I wouldn't let it interfere with my religion or anything else. You know, it was just something that I am. So I feel like I have that covered, but the other parts of how I deal with things, how I deal with heartbreak, obviously, how I deal with things that are unplanned happening, stress that has been brought into my life, how I deal with that, you know, that shows who you are as a person, shows your character, and I feel like I'm finally going through that process. Now, in my relationship, obviously that's a struggle because I'm still finding myself, and she had stuff to deal with as well. We're young, it happens, but it doesn't make it less sad to me, to us. And social media is really hard to look at. I know this is a huge jump, but social media is really hard to be on personally, when you're going through a heartbreak, because, you know, I don't know, people just say things and you overthink, you apply it to your situation. It makes me think too much about what I'm going through, and I feel like I just want to live life at this point. I've been really impulsive lately. I've been doing what I want, because in my life I don't usually do that. I can be impulsive every now and then, but I usually hold back or I give excuses on what I want to do, and I'm just trying not to do that anymore, because life is short. Things happen, and I just want to be happy, and I don't want to regret not doing something because of fear or because of other people's opinions. So I've just been doing minor things at first. I've always wanted a piano, so I've put it off for months. So now I have a piano. You know, thank God for Amazon Prime. no sponsor. But what else? I really want a tattoo. You know, usually typical things that you do after a breakup. You want to change up stuff. I will not dye my hair. I will not cut my hair. So I think this is how it manifests. So I wanted a tattoo. So, you know, the logical thing was, I was already on Amazon. I was like, I should get a tattoo gun. Let's not go to a professional and, you know, schedule an appointment for a small tattoo to help me get through this period, or to remind me of what I need to do, or just because I want a tattoo, honestly. But to get a tattoo gun, it's a big leap, but I wanna pick up hobbies. I will eventually practice on myself, probably really small. I posted something on Twitter about me getting a tattoo gun, and who wanted a free tattoo, and people actually replied, people liked the post, not saying, you know, they're all the way down for it. One person did say me. But, you know, I don't know how comfortable I am with that. But I definitely will try on inanimate objects first. You know, I'm good at freehand drawing, but I can't do faces or anything. But see, this is how I've just been trying to live my life. Let's get back on topic. I've been trying to live my life how I want, not how anyone else wants. And this isn't even pertaining to my romantic relationship. It was just, you know, I think so much about what other people think. And I've been told that's because of my age. and when I get older, you won't care as much, but for now, I do, and I've been trying not to, and to just be myself, whatever that is, and continuing to just exercise what you want to do, you will eventually find yourself. That's my logic. It should work. What else? I invested a lot, a lot into my significant other, past significant other, but it was my mistake. I moved too fast, probably, but that's also because it was my first relationship. And I guess you learn from, you know, learn from your mistakes. It won't happen again. Not saying I'm closed off or anything. I'm just saying, you know, I did rush a bit. I was a bit attached. I can see how that affected the relationship. It's hard. No one tells you. People tell you about heartbreak and how it hurts. But I don't think anyone compares it to, at least I didn't hear until after I felt it from my aunt. Like, she told me. It feels like you're grieving because you've lost a person that you pictured being in your life for longer, at least. So it feels like grieving. And it does. You wake up and feels like grieving. Feels like a little bit of depression, you know, it's just sadness. It's like it overcomes you, but you have to find ways to be active, and not just physically active, but you take your mind off things, pick up a hobby. I know it's said so much, but once you actually put the time into finding a hobby and like focusing your energy into it, that becomes an outlet. Playing the piano, trying to distract myself with a tattoo gun and practicing on inanimate objects first, of course. That helps me think about my heartbreak less. And I know there's different forms of breaking up. Mine, I feel, was one of the... Because there's more tragic ways for a breakup to happen. Mine wasn't the most tragic. People, you know, people cheat. That's pretty tragic. People die. That's tragic because that's, you know, actual grieving. Definition of grieving. It still hurts, you know. I don't want to compare my loss or heartbreak to someone else's. And try to be like, well, I shouldn't be that sad because it didn't happen this way. But, you know, feelings are valid. So, you know, feel the pain, build from it. Try to learn something from it, get something out of it. You know, you don't want to go through so much pain and then come out with nothing. You know, feel the pain, but build that into something else. Into developing your character, into a hobby that you can find a passion in. And I'm preaching right now, but I'm preaching to myself, honestly, right now, because I don't have a passion at the moment. I've been searching, but maybe this will be the opportunity for me to channel my pain into, you know, an art or something, because everyone needs a creative outlet. I'm going to keep this episode short. This was just an overview of where I'm at, what the podcast would be about. It'll be an outlet for me, and hopefully it can help other people going through. It doesn't even have to be a heartbreak, but a weird time in your life or a new chapter in your life. Maybe you lost a job. Maybe it is heartbreak, and... you can definitely connect to what I'm saying. or maybe you're just trying to get your life together. We're in this together. There's a whole bunch of people probably going through the same thing at this moment. Don't feel alone. And again, I'm mostly talking to myself. But, you know, this can be like a little community of people who are trying to get their stuff together and are trying to make something good out of a bad situation or painful situation. So, thank you guys for listening. If you listened, it's pretty cool. And see you in the next episode.